is we're going to sing Seek Me First. So go ahead and bring that this far by the page. We'll warm up our voices.
Welcome to Christ Chapel for Daily Sabbath. As Chad mentioned a moment ago, our music will be in This Far by Faith, this resource right in front of you here. With that being said, I invite you to stand for our gathering song, number 75. Number 75.
Thank you. morning. How are you today? Pretty good? Okay. Yeah, it's Thursday, right? So I'm really excited for the weekend. Anyway. Okay. Okay. So I want to talk today about trust and how that not only affects us as people right now, but also how it affected the civil rights movement just a little bit. So when I was 13, it was time to be confirmed and become an adult of the church. My pastor and I had a meeting, and based on the way he had watched me since I was born and had baptized me, the verse he gave me was, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct your path." And that's just been with me all my life, and it's been really helpful. So, where does this go? Well, trust affects everything we do. I know I wouldn't even be here if my parents didn't trust that I'd make the right decisions and get a good education. I just want us all to take 30 seconds to think about people we trust and count them up, because I want to ask you later, so 30 seconds. Okay, so is the list long? For most college, can I see hands? So how many people had 1 to 5 people that they trusted? Okay, 10 to 15? Yeah. And more? Okay, that's a lot. That's awesome. How would you feel having to trust hundreds of thousands of people with your life? It's pretty intense, right? Well, the people of the civil rights movement had to do this. I would definitely be unnerved if I was marching with hundreds of thousands of people, knowing that if anyone made the decision to change their mind to not be nonviolent and attack somebody, that, well, my life could be ended that day. And that I might, or if I did live, that I'd lose trust. You know, when something bad happens, you usually say, "Oh, I've lost all faith in humanity." Well, honestly, I think you lose trust too, because you wouldn't want that to happen to you, right? Without trust, I think it's possible to lose everything. Here's a scenario. It's very extreme, but let's say your sister went out on a day to the beach and she went sunbathing, didn't put sunscreen on, and she got burned. But she didn't know this. You thought she just went out, had fun, used sunscreen, you thought she was responsible, things like that. So when she comes back, she's red, she's sunburned, it's just all bad. You get scared and you lose trust that you can complete your daily activities, and you decide not to go out. So that's just an extreme place. But you get the point. You got scared, you lost faith, you lost trust, and you didn't want to do anything to affect that. So Black History Month in America is full of success and a lot of tragedy as well. Typically, when you see the civil rights movement, we see this civil rights movement as a pivotal time for Black rights. Now, when you hear civil rights movement, how many of you immediately, your thoughts went to MLK? Usually, yeah. That's great, but he was just a mouthpiece for all the amazing and resilient people that stood behind him, and he trusted them with his life. People from all backgrounds came and supported the cause because they saw the need to stand against injustice. However, before African Americans could accept that others wanted to help them and bring them into the movement, as Pearl would say, they needed to do some healing. They needed to forgive their oppressors, because in the midst of anger and fear, any white face could have been a threat. Once they forgave those who had trespassed against them, they could build trust and community with the people that they would have never imagined would have come to the Deep South to help them. People from New York, people from Boston, people sacrificing their livelihoods to come help these people. And a lot of those people went back home and got killed. So that's just an extreme amount of trust that they had. Here at Gustavus, we have a long way to go. But when I get into, when I get into deep, meaningful conversations in the D Center, or I'm talking to a resident at 2 a.m. in the morning about the meaning of life, I have hope. I know that we can all make a lasting difference before we leave. I was blessed to be the first African-American Lucia here, and I couldn't have even imagined of that honor. Because in 1970, I wouldn't even been I guess, a candidate, because you had to have blue eyes and blonde hair. So, long way. There are so many people here that I'm grateful for, and I know I wouldn't be where I am now if my parents didn't believe in the statement, "It takes a village to raise a child." I know it's hard to make the first leap of faith or the first step towards change because you're nervous or you feel that you'll offend somebody by saying something, but trust me, someone will listen and there will be change.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to resist the culture of now and to be still, to be together, to think and to grow and to simply be. We thank you for Janet and for her words of trust this morning. Help us to trust you and to trust one another in this moment and in the moments to come. Send us forth this day as a blessing to one another in this community and beyond. In Jesus we pray. Amen.